The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This program, that's a nice thing. Good addiction to have. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're here at your service. The quote of the day today comes from the spokesperson for Starbucks, who said, quote, "Our customers understand and expect that ice is an essential component of any so-called iced beverage." Apparently, there's a lawyer and some person who have nothing better to do than sue Starbucks because they have used too much ice in their iced coffee and other iced beverages. Hashtag first world problems. How in the name of God does anybody wake up and touch themselves and feel they're a real person and figure this is the most important thing? And what kind of cretin, what kind of boob of a lawyer would take this case on?
Oh, please. That's the easiest question to answer.
I don't understand why people go to Starbucks in the first place. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't understand people spending $6 or $7 for a cup of coffee. I know people who do go to Starbucks and they complain a lot about it. So why do you? They have nice baked goods. Once in a while, if I'm in an airport and I'm stuck and I'm hungry, I'll get a banana and maybe a muffin from a Starbucks. And I always feel like I've been raped. monetarily, because it's like ridiculous. A banana is $2 and a muffin is $4 or whatever it is, and you have something to drink, a glass of orange juice, and you spend $10. And that's, they have a great business model. They've done a wonderful job of creating an image that people recognize the world over. And people stand in line. There's a Starbucks in Culver City. It's on the corner of the two main streets. And if I've stood there once, I've stood there 12, 13, 14 times having business meetings with people, and they'll be sitting outside and we'll talk. Because it's a nice place to have a meeting. You have to stand in that line, and sometimes even though there are three or four people working the counter, it's 14, 15, 16 deep, and they're spending these ungodly amounts of money for basically colored water. What's the matter with you? I guess would be my question. What is there? How does the mind work that in this circumstance, these people have been so clever as to create an image that people actually think this is valuable? It is, people stand in line because they value a Starbucks cup of coffee or whatever else it is, the beverages or whatever else is being offered. There, I've gotten some sandwiches, but it is either me going there is based on convenience, not because I am a loyal Starbucks patron. But there are a lot of people who are loyal Starbucks patrons. And I don't get it. What am I missing?
You're not a coffee drinker at all, though.
No, right? Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Oh, wow. Okay. I gave up coffee about a little over a month ago. So if I go to Starbucks
just
now,
just in time to get started working on this program.
that's exactly right. I know. I must be crazy. If I do want a little bit of something with a tiny bit of caffeine in it, I'll get an iced green tea, which is really good from Starbucks. And I also like their chai lattes. Have you ever had chai tea? It's delicious.
Is that? No, I don't think I have, but I don't, maybe I have. I'm not sure.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but so but on the iced drinks thing, I have. Yeah. Kara and I were just talking about that during the break. I've seen them. They have a little pitcher with a line on it, and if you say I want a venti iced green tea, they pour the green tea into the pitcher, and you look at it and you go, "Geez, that's all I'm getting." And then they fill the rest of it up with ice.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It does
so let's
like a lot
sue
less.
Them then.
That's ridiculous.
Class action lawsuit. You can sign up and be a plaintiff. And that thing, if you think they put in too much ice. Wow. Get a life, lady, will you? Other food news. Whole Foods launching a new chain of grocery stores. We talked about this as the idea surfaced a couple of months ago. Now they're actually getting them into operation. We all know that Whole Foods is called Whole Paycheck. Why do those of us... Okay, I'm going to turn this around. And I'll turn it on me. I don't understand why people go into Starbucks and spend all that money. So then I can look at myself in the mirror and say, well, why apply the same rationale to you going into Whole Foods and right. buying the stuff in there and overpaying for it. The place that's nearest to me is handier, or they have stores around there handier. I want what they have, but I don't like paying what I have to. And so in Los Angeles, I go to Bristol Farms. I go to a couple of other smaller. There's Lassen's there that actually is quite good. They have the same sort of product, much less expensive. So now the Whole Foods people figure, all right, we better do something because our nickname, Whole Paycheck, isn't serving us well. So they have new stores called 365, which is their store brand. If you go into Whole Foods, you see all of these products, and it says 365, and that's their brand. This is a big gamble for them.
I feel like this is a slam dunk for them. I mean, I love the 365 brand.
So why? What are they going to do?
It's amazing.
What are they going to do to sell the stuff cheaper? Are they just saying to themselves, "All right, we know there's competition out there, so we better go this route"? Who's going to keep going to Whole Foods if there's a 365 nearby selling the same stuff, which is what's happening to the competitors in Lassen's case or Bristol Farms in Los Angeles County? They sell the same stuff much less expensively, frankly. And the ambiance, I mean, you go into the Whole Foods market, and yeah, it's kind of classy, and all of the granolas are there, and they like, you know, they're very... There's a food chain called Wegmans.
Oh, I love Wegmans. There's a Wegmans right by my parents.
It's an Albany, New York-based outfit, and they are growing around here. They've just opened three or four stores in my area, and it's like having a whole experience. You can go in and legitimately have a good meal, like going to a restaurant. You can buy anything, and the quality is superb, and the prices are reasonable. And the way they've set it up, they've had to have done a lot of studying of people and their buying habits, because it's genius when you walk into those stores and see how they sell that stuff. It really is.
Yeah. The only thing about Wegmans, they're kind of, I call them Whole Foods light, because they have a lot of the stuff that Whole Foods has, but a lot of the supplements and all the other things that I really use Whole Foods for, they don't have that. It is lacking a little bit, but I love Wegmans.
Well, the other side of that is the most profitable area. Thank you for reminding me of this, because I had forgotten to mention it. The most profitable area of a Whole Foods store is the vitamin, the supplement. There are usually four or five lanes in most of the Whole Foods stores that have all of this stuff. And the markup is amazing.
I bet.
The charges that you pay are outrageous. I went in to get a couple of things the other day for Meredith, and because she wasn't feeling well, and they were things that would help her, because we like that idea of using natural things, homeopathic things to tender what's going on in our bodies, hopefully neutralize them. Anyway, you have a little, container of stuff, $7, and they just find, I mean, people love this. This is what people are, they want this rather than the regular medicine. So you go into one of these stores, and you can spend, I've gone into to buy vitamins in a Whole Foods store, easy spent $300-$400. Easy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
But the
365 stores, the 365 brand also makes multivitamins, which I use, and I try to use their brand as much as possible because you can save a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I think the 365 stores will probably be a watered-down version of a real Whole Foods. So you might still have to go to Whole Foods if you want certain things.
This is a gamble for them, because it could water down they're, depending on where they place them. I'm sure they're not going to put a 365 across the street from Whole Foods.
Right.
In different communities. They say they're doing it to give people in lower income areas a better chance at eating healthy. Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. Except what does that say for the people who are foolish enough in in the higher income areas. But, you know, the good thing is that there is a lot of competition here, and that's what America is all about. It's all about good, healthy competition. And we don't eat well, so people who run these places know that we don't eat well, and people are more, you know, think about the locavore movement and what it means. I do a radio program every week on a lot of stations around the country called The American Family Farmer. One of the things that's a focus is the locavores, the choices that we want to have, and we ought to be able to have, but it's harder and harder to find in certain locations, and people are deprived because they don't have, unless they go to the farms themselves, which is the idea. We're trying to encourage people to go to the farms and buy direct, but there is, you know, not an opportunity for everybody to do that. So right. Whole Foods is good at finding local farmers who are producing, and they promote them, and that sort of stuff is great. And they know how to capitalize on the psychology of that. And people, instead of paying now, I mean, during the season, you can buy an ear of corn in many areas for a quarter, 50 cents. Some of these stores, when the season first starts, they'll get a buck an ear for an ear of corn.
Wow.
And that's not a lot of money considering what it costs to actually produce it. I mean, people used to complain about me selling milk for $11 a gallon, but that's what it cost to produce it. And so it just, some people don't realize what it costs. We are so used to this country buying cheap food, having cheap food. And we don't always, you know, that's the problem. We don't get good food. If you want cheap food, that doesn't mean that you're going to get good food. And the other side of it is, that is what I said about going to Starbucks. Just because you're paying a lot of money doesn't mean the food is good either, or better. I think that Trader Joe's, frankly, has a great, I happen to like them. Their produce isn't as good as Whole Foods, but I think they have a great,
Trader Joe's has some really good stuff that you can get and save so much money on. It almost, every time I'm in there, I wonder, how do these guys make a profit, only that it must just be sheer volume?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ways they run this place. All right, 18 after, this is a good day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's 23 at the hour here on Good Day. This portion of each hour we have a musical focus, and in this portion our focus is carpool karaoke.
Woo!
Hoo-ha! Latest passenger to get into the car with James Corden is Gwen Stefani, the voice coach, singer, performing some of her hits in the next installment tomorrow night on the Late Late Show. This has become a signature event for a lot of people and a signature focus for James Corden as he makes hay in that slot, the Late Late Show. He's the only one who really... And at first, I didn't like him. I'm getting so sick of all these Brits coming over here and... They aren't funny or aren't talented. That guy that took that dude on the Late Show, with the Daily Show, is a complete... That show's gone. Toast, finished. He's a nothing from nowhere.
To be fair, he's not British. He's South African.
Well, South African. You're right. Thank you. But he's still useless as a host or a draw. Anyway, Stefani with Corden, who's become quite a draw and deservedly so. I think he's very good. I love
he's
this
great.
Segment. All right. So, Gwen Stefani. His newest album is called This Is What the Truth Feels Like. Number one album. She's going to tour with Eve this summer. And so they're promoting that on Carpool Karaoke. Last week, Corden had a carpool segment with Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato, who are going on tour next month. I think we were talking about them yesterday because they refused to go to North Carolina.
Yep.
With a good reason. So, I don't know that much. I mean, Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, are they an item?
No. I think Demi Lovato used to date Joe Jonas. Am I right about that, Kara?
Yeah, they used to date, and it was Joe Jonas she dated, and she's been dating
Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah, from that 70s show for a while.
Oh, yeah,
time.
I remember him. Wilmer, what's his last name?
Valderrama.
Really?
Yep, that's been her boyfriend for a couple years now, I think.
How many Jonas Brothers are there?
Technically four, but three were in the band.
What happened to the fourth one?
He's little. He was, much younger.
Oh, so they discriminate against his size, huh?
No. Oh, he got his own TV show, I think, on Disney or something. He's fine.
That's also, on the Late Late Show and Carpool Karaoke, Selena Gomez, she's supposed to be on in June, I think.
I think she's on tour this summer, too.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not sure I quite understand her appeal.
Well, she was a huge Disney kid. I mean, she was on Wizards of Waverly Place, and then she got into movies, and then she got into singing. And her new album has done so well. I don't know that even she would have expected it, but she's now a bona fide singing act.
Really? And then there's perhaps the most famous. Adele has been in the car with James Corden, and Elton John apparently has had a great time in the car.
So fun.
With, listen to this. This is in the car.
Yep.
And Elton John has a feather boa on, and they both have these amazing sunglasses, having the time of their life.
Yeah. So much fun.
It is. Crank it up, Kara. We were hopping and bopping, just rocking my rock. Whoa!
Sort of excess in that.
Oh, of course.
Way. Like, even when you go shopping.
I've never been able to have one of anything.
Don't you buy four copies of every record
now? I buy usually four copies, one for the house here, one for the house in France, one for the house in England, one for the place in Atlanta.
But you know you can just get an iPod, right?
I know.
What?
I do not have a phone.
How have you not got a phone?
This is great. All right, so when
you have to watch it. I sent you the link. It's so
funny. I'm going to watch it. All right, so there we are. 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car. Make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Mom will like whatever you get her. But how about getting her something she'll actually love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe for terms and restrictions. Where they only sell one piece of jewelry. The one she'll treasure forever. Personal service. Custom design and impeccable quality. It's all waiting for you at Jared.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Lots of value, and that's why you're here as we guide you through the day. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of May. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. A motivational thought for you from Peter Drucker, who is a writer who says, quote, "Rank does not confer privilege or give power. It imposes responsibility." I think that goes beyond, I don't know how you would define rank. Would you define a president, vice president, as somebody who's in a position of power in our country or someone who's running a big company? I think with money, not necessarily do you always have rank and money or money and rank. But I think were it to have been me that wrote that, I would say rank and money doesn't confer privilege or give power. It imposes responsibility. What do you do responsibly? And it's up to you. I certainly think a lot of people, and it kind of goes back to that Amy Schumer thing where these people got in her face, they, we paid for you. Well, you know what?
Right.
Get lost, buddy. You may have paid to see her at a show, but you didn't pay to,
which you know he never did.
You know that that guy never paid a ticket for her.
Right, yeah. But the general idea of we have, with social media, done a horrible job of separating things out because we have a twisted sense of what the upper tier, if you will, the one percenters are all about. And I made a very good case, I think it was last week, the week before, Victoria, we were talking about how, I think it was tax day actually, we were talking about how the 1% actually, how much they pay, what the relativity is to what other people pay. But I don't think it's an expectation, I just think it's the right thing to do. And there are different ways, whether you have money or in some circumstances rank, maybe it's position, maybe it's the ability to do things. I happen to like to help people. Sometimes I do it to my detriment. What's the old expression? No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
That's the story of me dumping the dirt in the yard last week and tearing all of the lines down at that project. But I think everybody has a different way. Just because we may say it would be nice to be able to do something with it doesn't mean you have to. It just would be nice if you thought about it. And I think sometimes people don't. It just, everybody's motivated differently. There are as many different motivations as there are stars in the sky. So to expect people to do things because it's expected never gets you anywhere. It just would be nice if people would think about what they can do to help, because in my estimation, that's why we're here. All of us are here to help. And I think that if I can go one step further with this, I believe that was the theory behind all the interest in the elephants and the Ringling Brothers Circus. The fact that they retired the elephants, there was pressure brought to bear on them because it was, I don't know how much of it was quote-unquote mistreatment, but you know what, these animals have a life, and this is not a natural part of their life. Getting up in front of gawking people who are laughing at you, or who knows, throwing popcorn at you, whatever it is.
But they're also kept in cages. There's no roaming. I mean, it's so unnatural for them.
Yeah, right. So I think that people more and more are realizing this sort of thing, and there's a responsibility that goes with that. I thought it was interesting, some of the comments that were posted, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day. You have a running tweet at Good Day.
Yes.
Loretta wrote, thank God, with regard to the Ringling Elephants. Gayla wrote, finally, and she did the applause thing. CJ writes, do any of you know for sure that these animals were mistreated, or were the allegations over the years spread by nature-worshipping pagans? If they were mistreated, let them go. The one animal that ought to be taken out of captivity is the polar bear at the Como Zoo in St. Paul. He's miserable. I've watched that poor animal firsthand. In fact, the entire Como Zoo ought to be dismantled. It's disgraceful.
I'm very anti-zoos, too. I agree.
Yeah, I don't like zoos.
I feel the same way about this that I feel about the whales at SeaWorld. These are animals that are highly intelligent, and I don't think it takes much common sense to look at the amount of space they're given and realize that it's not natural and it's not good for them, and they're probably not happy.
It's this whole feeling of us being better than them.
Right.
And there's this whole philosophy that's grown now. I've been taught, because I grew up around animals, I was taught to respect animals, all forms of life, and have a spiritual philosophy that was sort of underscored by some people that I knew in the mid-80s who introduced me or reintroduced me to thinking about the value of animals. And so I'm one who, I don't know, some people think this is going over the top, but I have lived my farm life treating my cows with respect. I don't slaughter them. I give them a very good life because they contribute. They've done good things and they deserve our respect. And there are other ways of, I mean, just the fact that they're there, not necessarily does that always mean that you deserve respect. But when you do things that are contributory, cows give milk and horses are good to ride. Horses have over the years propelled us through, in our case, in our country, through the Industrial Revolution before the internal combustion engine was around. I mean, there's all kinds of things. So here's Susan who writes, "Thanks a lot, you tree-hugging hippies. You're always making the world more gray. Did you know these are the only times we get to see real elephants, one of God's greatest creatures? Now we can see them on TV and that's it." Okay, Susan. Mike says, "It is what a circus is. Now, it isn't what a circus is, ruined by people that have no hand in the circus." William writes, "The end of the circus, the end of an era." Jimmy writes, "Circus elephants need humane treatment, but think their survival in the wild may be may depend on economic value and entertainment." I don't know about that, frankly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not sure.
They're going to a sanctuary in Florida, correct?
Yes, they have. Well, the Ringling Brothers has a farm, a camp for retired animals, and I think there are two of them. One is in Florida. The other may be in Ohio, but I'm not sure. But I know there's one in Florida. And so our poll yesterday asked you what your favorite thing about the circus was. And let's see here. 34% said, "I don't like going to the circus." 21% said the animals. 18% said acrobats. 12% said clowns. 9% said food. And 6% said souvenirs and other things. I think, I've been to the circus for a long time. I remember bringing my children when they were younger. And seeing the men and women who are acrobat, the physical strength that these women and men have to have to do that sort of thing, that's something that I really respect. I've always respected physical strength. I think that there is so much training that goes on. It's admirable what they can do. And most of them are not Americans. Most of them don't even speak English. Most of the really good acrobats and the high wire acts, those sorts of things, are Eastern Europeans. And they come to the circus because you can't find people. It's a, remember that movie that was out 4 or 5 months ago about the guy that strung the guy wire between the two World Trade Centers?
Yeah.
And the Walenda family was something. I don't know if either of you are familiar with that family name, but they were the great.
But I know the movie.
Yeah. Well, the Walendas did some amazing things. Amazing things. And it was all training. But it was the developing their bodies to the point where they're just like machines. And that's the kind of stuff I really respect. But people do those things because they want to, because they found something they're good at, and they make a play for it. They make the decision. The animals don't make those decisions.
Right.
They're picked, plucked out of wherever and put in these circumstances, and they have no control over what happens to them. And I think that's the basic difference. So, a little food for thought from Good Day. 43 past the hour. Television news up next on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
46 past the hour here on Good Day Television Report time. The story behind the story of the Biggest Loser. There is attention being paid to former contestants who lost a lot of weight, and now they're gaining it back again. As a matter of fact, Oprah Winfrey talked to Ali Vincent, who is one of the winners of The Biggest Loser, about what it was like for her once the program and support was over.
Was The Biggest Loser sort of like a last resort for you?
Well, yeah, I dug myself into this big, deep, dark hole, and I didn't know how to get out. You know, it was 5 pounds, 5 pounds. That was somewhat controllable. But then it was 50, and then it was 100, and I was like, how do I get out of here?
Were you nervous when you got home? Were you nervous about keeping it off?
Yeah, I was nervous, and I kind of, you know, the truth is I kind of spiraled. I got home, and I was like, what do I do? What do I do without the ranch? I went out. I partied with my friends, and I just was like, I woke up, and I was like, this isn't me. I don't want this life anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a clip from a conversation ABC's Erica Hill had with former contestant Kay Hibbard, who had a lot to say about her experience, what life was like after she was on the program.
I left with a very poor mental body image. I found myself loathing what I looked like the more weight that I dropped because of the pressure on me. And I found myself doing things like considering coffee a meal. And because of the mentality that I was surrounded with and the pressure that was given at that show, it was considered acceptable to behave that way. I take full responsibility for everything that I've done, but you can't understand it unless you understand the pressure that was there.
So What is the idea of the story that is in the New York Times today suggests that our bodies develop to a certain point, and then when we change them, they want to go back to where they were. That's the sense that I get from this. Is that right? That seems to be
I get the sense that there's a natural equilibrium that our body and our metabolism wants to maintain, and they call it in the article, I think, our ideal weight. Mm-hmm. And I think the larger problem here is, you know, when there's an article in the New York Times about this, and the first thing, like the third sentence says that Danny Cahill lost 239 pounds in 7 months. Oof. That's not sustainable, and that's losing weight way too rapidly.
Yeah, that's what I think is one of the biggest problems with the show, and I've always kind of been a proponent of changing, not necessarily going on a diet, but changing the way you eat so that you're eating healthier and exercising,
right?
Because that's
mm-hmm.
much more sustainable. These people go on the show and they lose a crazy amount of weight, and they have all of these trainers and people working with them, and then you go back to real life and you can't sustain that. It's not possible.
The producers are interested in getting people to watch the show and do the usual things afterwards. They don't care. They've used them for what they wanted to use them for, and so time to move on. Speaking of that, Jimmy Fallon talked to some folks about the pros and cons of the new season of Game of Thrones.
Season 6 premiered over the weekend. Do not worry, we're not giving away any spoilers. So let's take a look at the pros and cons of the new season of Game of Thrones. Pro, it was the most gripping, suspenseful, terrifying thing to air on HBO this weekend. Con, unless you're Jay-Z, and then you're like... Pro, Hillary Clinton's favorite character is Khaleesi. Con, Donald Trump's favorite character is The Wall.
Really?
The Great Wall.
See, I don't know.
Pro, tuning in to see if Jon Snow is really alive. Con, the other character is putting
sunglasses
on. So is
this too inside for people like me who haven't seen the show? It's like me talking about the last episode of The House of Cards.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think so. I've watched
Spoiler.
It, and it makes sense, but...
By the way, spoiler alert for last episode of House of Cards. One of the people captured gets beheaded.
Boom.
The last scene. All right, so there you go.
Way to go, Doug.
50 past the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account.
account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program. Joining Victoria, Kara, and me right now is Amy Newmark, who is the best-selling author, editor of all those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books. This has been going on now for 8 or 9 years. Actually, I think these books have been around a long time. A lot of great stories from a lot of people with very interesting lives and experiences. Are you holding on to somebody else's blessing? Are you holding on to other people in general? We'll talk about that specifically. What about other people? I think this is one of the strangest things, because many of us are motivated by not what we think, but what other people think. And we also are looking for other people to tell us we've done a good job. Pat us on the head, rub our stomachs, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll find out if that's Amy's focus in a moment here on Good Day.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. Dr. Wayne Aldridge, president of the American Academy of Periodontology, tells us why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, or bad breath are signs of periodontal disease, which requires evaluation by a periodontist.
Gum disease can also lead to diabetes and heart disease and is a leading cause of tooth loss. But good news, Dr. Aldridge says gum disease can be prevented or reversed.
Brushing twice daily, regular flossing, and annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation and visits with a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's G-U-M-B-L-R.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. That's proflowers.com, secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
All right, here's Amy Newmark joining us again on Good Day from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I wanted to frame this a little differently than you had, because I'm thinking about how people benefit from being around other people. Maybe this is an extension, getting rid of, I'm going through it now, I'm moving from one home to another, Amy, and I have thrown away 3 dumpster loads of things that were around my old farm. I still have a lot of things that I don't want to get rid of. But some of the things we have given away to people who might be able to use them. And I think that's sort of what your focus is here in part, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's spring cleaning time, and we just put out a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. Mm-hmm. And you, I think, already live by what we're trying to teach people with this book. So many people are practically stepping over stuff in their houses. They've got so much clutter, and they don't know how to attack it. And so the thing I learned the most from making this book is that all that stuff you're holding on to in your house, where you have 3 of them or you haven't used that thing in 2 years, it could be someone else's blessing. It sounds like you live that way, but most of us do not. And so I've started going through my house and taking stuff down to the church thrift shop.
Yeah, I mean, I took a bunch of, I had 2 or 3 boxes of old clothes that either didn't fit me or they were out of style. You put them in the box, somebody's going to be using them rather than throw them in the garbage. The same is said for some of the tools that I had on the farm that I don't need any longer. That sort of thing is, I think it really is.
And you know what you can do before it's out of style? If you've got clothes that you're not wearing anymore, give them away now while they're still in style so that they really become someone else's blessing.
Yeah, but I want to wear those still.
Yeah. We all think we're going to fit back in them again one day.
Wow. And we all have, in my case, I probably have 4 times more clothes than I would ever wear. It's just hard to sometimes decide, okay, it takes somebody else to do this. I think you need help, an objective help, looking at some of the things that you have. And ask yourself, have I used this in the past year, used it in the past 6 months? And maybe that's the way you can figure out. But what you're holding on to could be somebody else's blessing. The story from the new Chicken Soup for the Soul book, The Joy of Less. Check out the podcast for Chicken Soup for the Soul at Doug Stanton.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.